One thing I say, as I said the last time I was here, it is a joy to see children gathered in the house of the Lord. It is a joy to see children or families that have a desire that their children would hear the Word of God being presented. And I do pray that even a little stillest child shall be able to understand a little the Word of God. As I studied for this Sabbath day morning, my heart was set afresh to these verses of Scripture. Jabez is a great character in Scripture, yet we know not much about him. But Jabez was set to seek God. We find the words it tells us in that verse 10, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed." As I said, it is true, we do not know much about this man called Jabez. But we do know that he was an honourable man. The Bible tells us that he was more honourable than his brethren. And the Bible tells us that his mother called him Jabez because she bore him with sorrow. It was sometimes that when we face the greatest sorrows in our life, that the blessings of God remain true. It was stated once that as furious storms give place to sunshine, so the night of weeping proceeds to a morning of joy. It was said of D.L. Moody of old, he said, "To a great extent we find we sorrow tears before we can reap joy. Many of the works of Christ have cost us tears. Difficulties, disappointments have wrung the soul in anguish. Yet those works have cost us more than an ordinary sorrow, have turned out to be the most honourable undertakings that we could ever have ever faced." I want this morning, just for a few moments of time, just to look at the calling out unto God. A calling out unto God, because if we read these verses of Jabez, that's exactly what happened in his life, because there was a great need in the land. As I look, as you look around this land, there is a great need for the child of God to call out to God. And as we do so, looking this morning, we look at that subject of calling out unto God, because I believe it's something that even we all need to do. The first thing we see in this passage is the calling out of our requests unto God. We look at verse 10, it says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed." He comes and he calls out unto God. Now I want you to think of Jabez this morning, because Jabez was a man who wanted to get in touch with God. He was a man who wanted God to answer his prayers. He was a man who wanted to seek God, and he knew that it was only God that could intervene to his situation. He knew that it was the Lord that he needed. Just like us, we need the Lord. We need to seek the Lord. And whenever certain things come to our attention, and maybe we look around us, and maybe you look about things in your own life, and you say, "Well, these things, and it's like it's a blockage before me, or these things seem to be falling apart." When they're falling apart, child of God, seek God like Jabez did. Because Jabez called out unto God with his request, and he called out to God because he wanted the Lord to work in his life. As I read about Jabez here, I believe that not only did he want the Lord to work in his own life, but he wanted God to work in the land. He wanted God to do something special that wasn't seen for a long period of time. Because if you look back in the passage of Scripture before that, there's been a great deadness towards the things of God. But Jabez comes and he says, "Lord, I want you to work." Oh, he says, he called on the God of Israel, "Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed." And Jabez comes in a time where there was a great need, and he comes apart from all those other things of the world, and he comes to seek God. And he was a man who needed God to intervene in this time of distress. And at that moment, God raised it upon his heart that he would call out unto God to do a work on Jabez's behalf. On Jabez's behalf. Child of God, this morning, I know as a preacher of the gospel, I know as you're sitting here, those that are in Christ Jesus, that you know in your heart that only God can intervene in situations, that only God can do a work on our behalf. Yes, we have to seek God, but there has to be the work that God does, because we know we cannot do it. And Jabez comes and he says, God, I need you to work on my behalf. Maybe he's faced sorrows, but he wants God to work on his behalf. Maybe he's faced struggles, but he wants God to work on his behalf. And do you know something about Jabez? He wants to be kept by God. He knows that only God can keep him, and he wants to be kept by God. A good number of years ago, when I was a young man, a young boy at the time actually, as I went around, it used to be that in every Saturday, my grandfather McRae would lift me. My granny, we'd arrive up to their house, and as we would sit there, and granny would go out and he would cut down some trees, and then he would go out and look after the farm and looking after other things, and he would lift us there. And as he would come in, I would ask granny many times, what's granny doing? What, as a young boy, to understand, why is there a man come, a big trailer coming to lift big trees that are falling down and other things that are there, and what's going on? And don't go out to the farm whenever this is happening. And you're asking, what's going on? You know, as many times I asked the question, what happened? But then on a Sunday afternoon after church, granny and granny would take my brother and I up to their house before the evening service. Granny would sit us down. Yes, he had his usual things he had to do. You know, he said, as I'm busy, there's much busyness. But always take time for the Lord. Child of God, I remember that from whenever I was a little child, and I believe that's the key for every believer. To always, no matter how busy you are, always take time for God. And Jabez was a certain man in this day and age where he comes across and he's taking time before the Lord because he desires that God would intervene, for he realizes that he needs the Lord right by his side. He needs the Lord to be there. And you know, there's not much we know but about Jabez. But what we know is that he's a man who sought the Lord. He's a man who loved the Lord. And he was a worker in the things of God because he desired that God would work. There was an old saying by a gospel preacher many years ago. He said, one may have a zeal without knowledge, while another man may have knowledge without zeal. And then he said these words. I think if we all looked at that line, and we'd all want zeal. Praise God for the knowledge that God gives us, and God gave us about salvation. And knowledge is good, but each one of us need to have a zeal for the work of God. We need to have a zeal for the things of God. But if someone has no zeal for the work of the Lord, they're not using the knowledge that God gives them. You see, child of God, Jabez had a zeal for the work of God. And that's what each one of us. And Jabez was a man who desired to have that zeal. He was a man who had knowledge of who to come to. And he had a knowledge, as we look around this morning, that there was much need in his land. They needed to seek the Lord that he would help them. So do we. Child of God, there's a blessing that Jabez looked to the Lord for. But that's the same as we should look to the Lord for. Because sometimes we look at the impossibilities around about us. And sometimes we look at those things which are dead against the things of God. Or maybe they're dead against you and I. But the Lord says, just call upon me, you can do the impossible. We need to earnestly call upon God in these days, that the God of the impossibilities may do a work that he was able to do in Jabez's day of old. You see, Jabez had a zeal for the work of God. He desired that God would use him. He desired that he would be a blessing. He desired that others around about him would know that God's hand was upon him. He desired to know that although those around him did not serve God, he still sought God with requests. Because he needs God in the midst. He needs God in the midst. And Jabez calls unto God. And Jabez is aware that there's a need of the work of the Lord. And he tries to seek the Lord in a time of distress. And Jabez does something special. The Bible says, "Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my coast." He wanted the Lord to move. He's calling out unto the Lord. And he calls out unto God. He calls out to the God of Israel. He calls out to the same God that we have in this day and age. You know what reminds me of a man in scriptures? If you want to turn over, you can turn over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 20. Jeremiah is at his lowest ebb in his life. Jeremiah, as if everything's come against him. And Jeremiah is a broken man by this stage. In Jeremiah chapter 20, in the verse 9. We'll actually look at verse 8. "For since I spake, I cried out and cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily." Now look at verse 9 of chapter 20. "Then said I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more his name." And there we find that Jeremiah is a broken man. He's like Jabez of old. There's a need in the land. But then he says these words in that verse 9 of Jeremiah 20. It says, "But his word was in mine heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." You find there, even when he was at his lowest ebb, when it was a time of weariness and a time of a sorrow, he says that he didn't even want to mention the things of God anymore. But, he says, "But his word was in mine heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones." You see, there was a work of God. And there was a work of God that was needed. Although Jeremiah, although he saw a barrenness in the land, although his ministry, he found it really hard in the ministry, although God had told him that God would make him the brazen gate. Jeremiah is broken. He's on the brink. Child of God, I realize as Jabez of old and Jeremiah, that as he was on the brink, God moved. That as Jeremiah struggles, God moved. And as the people of Israel in Jabez's day, as they looked to other things, as they did not follow God, God moved. The Bible says that Jabez called on the Lord. And that means that he prayed before God. And Jabez comes to God because he's seeking answers. And Jabez calls on the God of Israel. And it's stated that what Jabez is doing here is he's vowing unto God. Or promising that he'll do something if God will do thus and thus for him. And I want you to notice something about Jabez. Yes, he's calling unto God for his requests. But he's not saying, God, give me finances. Reading yesterday morning in my own study, reading about Solomon and how God asked him, what was his desire? Wisdom. And God said, "I'll bless you with others." Here we find that Jabez, he's seeking wisdom, he's seeking God. He's seeking that God would move. He's not saying, "God, I want financial gain." But what he's looking for is help, that the Spirit of the living God would fall afresh in the land which he lived in. And child of God, I believe that's that very same thing that every one of us need to be seeking for today. For commentators say that the habit of this praying was a habit of his life. meaning that Jabez often came before God. That he came as a man regularly before God with the desire of his heart. Commentators say that Jabez would be known as a man of prayer. And I believe that was the foundation of his courage to come before God. His foundation of the goodness of God and the foundation of the success he saw in the land. And when it comes to this prayer which is before us of Jabez, I think we should take it to our own hearts just like Jabez, because what he did was came to God with all earnestness that God would do something. He also came to God with desires in his heart for the things of God. You can read that throughout that verse of Scripture. It was that God would bless him, that God would keep him from evil, that God would stand with him, that God would go there, that God would be right beside him. And his desire was that as he prayed, he was seeking the very throne of grace in prayer, that he would receive answers. And I know in the previous portions of Scripture, you'll read about the genealogies, the families, the children of Israel. You'll go over name after name, family after family, and then we come to Jabez. And it's as if the Word of God and the Spirit of the living God wants us to stop. Because God wants to see something here. He wants to make us think, what changes a person who had a heart for the Lord? That's what changed the nation. A person who had a heart for God. And if we look at our own lives, child of God, I think that we should seek God and thank God for what He has done in the past and what God can do in the future through each and every one of us. You see, if we were a people who were fully surrendered unto God, then we would see wondrous works of God in these days. How can we see God work? By doing what Jabez did, seeking God in earnest. By proclaiming to God, by doing what Jabez does, he calls unto the Lord in days of trouble. A man and woman and family today are going farther and farther from the things of God. But Jabez just spends time before God. And if we're going to see this land turned upside down once again, we're going to need to call unto God. There needs to be that crying unto God for answered prayers. But what was Jabez crying unto God for? Or calling unto God for? His request, yes, he was. But also he was, secondly, calling out to God for a blessing. For it tells us, Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, verse 10, and enlarge my coasts, that thine hand might be with me. He was looking that the Lord would bless him, and the Lord's hand would be with him. See, Jabez calls upon God. And the word blessing here in this passage means that he called out unto God for a favor. He called unto God for something that he knew was impossible with man. But yet at the same time, he's giving thanks unto God for this time he spent alone with God. He says, Lord, look at my request. Lord, bless me indeed. Lord, I need your help. And he says, Lord, just help me. And he says, because I know that the Lord shall supply all my need. He says, Lord, oh, that thou would bless me. And he comes afresh before the Lord for greater blessings. For greater blessings. You see, he wanted to see God work spiritually upon the land. And he sought the Lord for sure mercies, which to him would be solid, would be sure, would be substantial, and would be irreversible. But notice something with me this morning. He called out unto God. He called out unto God because he knew God was listening. He knew that God would hear him. And the cry here was a cry of knowledge that God was going to be right there. That the God was going to listen to his cry. And that God was there right beside him. But he also called out to God Not only because he knew that God would hear him, but because he believed God would answer him. He believed in answers to prayers. He believed that God would answer him. He knew that there was a need. And he knew that there was nothing he could do himself. So he cries out to God in a time of need. But also some other quick thing. Not only does he look to God because he knew he'd hear him, because he believed God, but he called out to God because he knew God was near. Knew God was there. He's promised to be right beside us, child of God. He lives within our hearts. And the Bible tells us that the Savior is the light of the world. But you look at the Scriptures, it also tells us that we are the light of the world. Why? Because we have him within us. Jabez just calls out to God because he knows God's there right beside him. And he calls out to God because the people around about him are not what he knows they should be. And he wants more. It reminds me of that cause there with Solomon. He was a step up. His brother thought that he would take the kingdom. But God calls Solomon. And just as there was a cause in the day of David, as there was a cause in the day of Solomon, as there was a cause in the day of Jabez, there's still a cause in the day of each and every one of us that are gathered here. You know what else he called for? He called for greater coasts. Because it tells us in that verse 10, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and, Lord, enlarge my coast," or enlarge my border. God, there's a greater people to reach. There's further people to reach. Not only, Lord, would I want blessed, but Lord, I'm looking you to enlarge my coast, meaning that he would supply or multiply with the blessings that are before him. It may be understood that the enlargement of the borders of this country, he's asking God to move into the land of Canaan. He's asking God to increase in the substance that God would give. But he's recognizing that this was all in the purpose of God. He's recognizing that he desires the spiritual moving hand of God. And he's desiring here a deliverance from God. He's desiring grace. He's desiring grace. I read a verse, a wonderful verse. I'm just going to read it for you. It's the book of Psalms, chapter 4. It sums up what Jabez was doing. Crying unto God, it says in Psalm 4 verse 1, "Hear me when I call. O God of my righteousness, thou hast enlarged me. When I was in distress, have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." And there's the psalmist as he's coming before God. Yes, that's an evening prayer or prayer that's presented before them. But it shows us what Jabez was doing. God, I'm looking, God, for you to hear me. I'm looking, God, who's righteous. I'm looking, God, to enlarge my coast. Yes, I'm in distress. But Lord, have mercy and hear my prayer. He's called out for greater coasts. But he's called out for a touch from the Lord. Because it tells us in that verse 10, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, enlarge my coasts, that thine hand might be with me." That thine hand might be with me. He says, God, I can't go forward without you there beside me. I can't go on unless you're there. I can't go further on. And I meant that he was coming before God because he meant business with the Lord. And he was looking, God, to providentially work upon his life and to keep him safe and secure because he knew that God alone could do that work. And Jabez says, God, I want your hand to be with me. You know, the hand of the Lord is a biblical term for the power, or for God's power and presence of life of different people throughout Scripture. It gives us that indication. You don't have to turn to it, but in Joshua chapter 24, or 4, sorry, in verse 24. It says, that all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord, that is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. There's the hand of the Lord as Jabez is crying unto God, and Jabez is requesting that the Lord that he knew would presence himself and in power, that he would be led upon God's pathway. The phrase "the hand of the Lord" is also used many times in the Old Testament as a negative sense. That is, that God's hand being against someone in judgment. But the meaning here for Jabez is a request that the hand of the Lord would be with him. Meaning that God would be right there. As the psalmist said in Psalm 70:10, I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High, that God was with him. You see, Jabez is praying in advance of something. Not only what he wanted, but there was a desire to see results. And there was a requirement to see them. And he comes to God with confidence. He comes to God with confidence for all the desire of the hand of God to be with him. And child of God, I'm sure, like each and every one of you, we want to see the hand of God move in this land once again in your family. Looking back, you saw God change your life. The hand of God turned your life around in work of old. But now we look to the Lord for a greater future. And I'm sure Jabez remembered many things in Scripture. I'll not turn to him because of time. But remember in Exodus 33, verses 14 to 17, Moses cried unto God that he could not go up unless God went with him. Moses cried unto God. Deuteronomy 19, verse 7 through to the verse 9, it talks again how that the hand of God is presented. He could not go unless God was moving. Jabez sought God. What did Jabez seek God for? Promises fulfilled. Then there was a further thing, and finally, Jabez, he called out unto the Lord because he wanted to be kept. He did not want to fall. He did not want to fail. And it says in those words, and the hand might be with me, thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, and that it may not grieve me. He says that thou wouldst keep me from evil. And what he's desiring here is that he's kept walking after God. That God will keep him. Just walking after him, that the Lord will be with them every step of the way. And he's kept from the sin that would easily befall him. He wants to be kept from earnestly going away and kept earnest in prayer. And he wants to be kept from evil. He wants to be kept from sin or harm or anything that will deter him from the things of God. But he wants strength. He wants to be kept by God to overcome temptation that will lead him to sin. Look what God did. We mentioned already how God was there listening. God was there. He believed God would hear him. The Bible says at the end of that verse, and God granted him that which he requested. Why? Because it wasn't about him. It's about what God could do. It's what he desired of God that God would do through his life and into the land. And he cries unto God because he's against those things which are happening. And he seeks God to keep him on the walk of faith. And he says, there's many things which will discourage me. There's many things will try to knock me off. But Jabez says, I cry unto God, the God you'd uphold me, that you'll help me every step of the way. And Jabez knew those around him were sinful. He knew that he would be tried. He knew that he would be tested. But he knew God was right there. And he needed to cry unto God. Child of God, there's a wonderful passage of scripture over in Zechariah. Let's turn to it, chapter 13. You can read from the verse 6 through the verse 9, but I'll just read that verse number 9. It sums up Jabez calling unto God. It sums up as well the need to be tried. Because we will be tried, and I'm sure many have been. It says in verse 9 of Zechariah 13, "And I will bring the third part through the fire. And I will refine them as silver is tried, or refined. And I will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name. And I will hear them. And I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. The Lord is my God." Jabez was a child of God. And he desired that he would not grieve. Be grieved by the things that happen. Child of God, as a believer, we need to be committed to God, knowing that he has given us such love and mercy and grace. He's an honoring, he's a blessed redeemer. Child of God, even this morning as you leave the house of the Lord, we're to present our petitions before God. Because God granted Jabez that which he requested. May God grant us in this day and age that which we request. Because we need to request of God. As God would do according to his will and God's purpose. That everything that we call upon God to do, it will give God the honor. Give God the glory. That we will see good of God in all things. Scripture tells us in 1 John 5 verse 14. "This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." So child of God, I want you to go home this morning encouraged of Jabez of old. Because Jabez is just a man, just like each and every man and woman and young person gathered here. But yet, God granted that which he requested. We ask God for souls. We call upon God believing. We pray that God would grant that which we would request. Let me finish by saying this. There is not one person who's saved. There's not one person here who is saved or listening to our voice this morning. It's saying, "I know that God doesn't hear me." Because if you're a believer in Christ Jesus, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, God's listening to your prayers. And no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, your prayers are needed. And God's ears ready to hear your prayers. Jabez just said, Lord, I have a need and I'm calling upon you. That thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. That thine hand might be with me. And thou would keep me from evil. That it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Which he requested. And notice, right in the very next verse, they go back to normality. They go through all the genealogies of others. But we just stop for a moment. Why? Because God wants to help the believer. To help us go on. No matter what's before us. No matter what's trying to block you from going forward in the things of God. Just keep on going. And present your requests unto God. Make them known. Let's close our meeting with a word of prayer this morning. Let us look to the Lord as we come to a close. And pray the Lord as even gives encouragement to you and spoken to your heart this morning. Yea, we may have cried unto God, but if God's willing, ready, He'll answer our prayers.